Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. This week, the entire financial world turns its eyes to Jackson Hole for the annual Economic Policy Symposium running from Thursday to Saturday. Kevin Warsh is approaching 100 days in office, and Wall Street is keen to hear him map out his monetary policy playbook on Friday. He is caught in a classic Siller and Kirb this moment. If you haven't seen Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, watch it. This scene has the best visuals for Warsh's quandary. He is trying to steer the economy right through a narrow strait, balancing a straight housing market on the one side against a tech-driven capital expenditure boom on the other. Let's look at the interest rate dilemma. Back in July, the Federal Open Market Committee voted 9-3 to hold the benchmark policy rate steady at 3.5-3.75%. But three regional presidents actually voted for an immediate rate hike. Here's likely the reason for the internal divide. Look at one side of the strait and you see the rate-sensitive housing market under duress. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate spiked to 6.66%, a recent one-year peak. According to the latest data from the National Association of Home Builders, a typical family now has to spend 34% of their income just to cover the monthly payments on a median-priced home. Because of these costs, weekly mortgage application volumes dropped by 6.4%, and home sales have slowed to a tepid annual pace hovering near 4 million units, well below the historical norm of 5.2 million. But now, look at the other side of the strait, the AI investment boom. We estimate that tech giants are investing $820 billion into data centers this year. Their projects are largely insulated from borrowing costs because the expected returns on AI infrastructure are much higher. So Warsh is stuck. If he hikes rates to cool the tech boom, he risks freezing the housing market. If he cuts rates to help home buyers, he could pour more fuel onto a tech bubble that causes an inflationary spiral. This brings us to how we actually measure inflation. Right now, the Fed's favorite thermometer, core PCE, is giving a warped reading because of the tech build-out. If you look closely at hardware manufacturing, the AI demand has caused DRAM and NAND flash memory prices to surge, adding about 20 to 30 points to core PCE. But these spikes are temporary manufacturing bottlenecks. They don't mean the broader consumer economy is overheating. It would be an overreaction to push rates higher just based on localized shortages. Finally, let's talk about wages and jobs. In a typical economic expansion, a tight labor market pushes up wages, which forces the Fed to hike interest rates to stop a wage-price spiral. But AI has thrown a wrench into this equation. Right now, even though consumer demand is holding steady, we are seeing a lack of wage inflation. This is very different from the dot-com boom in 2000, when wage inflation was close to 6%. Why? Because the labor market is operating under the shadow of structural replacement. Workers are navigating a profound transition where automated workflows and AI agents are taking over more and more human tasks. And that leads to our takeaway for the market. Interest rate hikes are unlikely to be on the table. Despite those three descents back in July, the data tells us the Fed is more likely to maintain an extended pause for the rest of the year. So to conclude, navigating this new AI landscape means a new economic playbook. At this stage, there are no signs that the corruptive whirlpool is causing an inflation spiral because the labor market shifts are keeping a lid on wages. Warsh can safely steer right past the monster of a housing collapse and tolerate a higher growth economy without rushing to hike interest rates. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.